Hey, everybody, it's in the Charlie Kirk Show. Who's behind the Biden crossfire operation? Where is Obama? We asked that question. Also, Mike Davis from the Article 3 Project confirms how Obama could bail out Biden, but he's deciding not to. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show and hit subscribe. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA's Men's Summit. We're going to be talking about that. If you are a young man or know a young man, get them signed up at tpfaith.com/men's. That is tpfaith.com/men's. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com, the wonderful andrewandtodd.com. Joe Biden is in the midst of a scandal, a classified document scandal. The media is getting very excited about this. Joe Biden allegedly mishandled classified information at his Delaware home, in his office at the University of Pennsylvania Center, the Biden Center. Now, while we can and we should delight in Biden being miserable and being basically on defense after he had called half the country semi-fascist and was a craven dictator-like president in so many different ways, we also should be really worried and horrified as we take a step back and we say, who's actually doing this? Who's in charge? Who is in charge of our government? It's not the people. We've known that for a while. It certainly isn't who the people give power to, the congressional legislative branch. It's not the courts. It is the creation of the administrative state. The administrative state, this fourth branch of government that is unelected, unknown, unaccountable. And two things can be simultaneously true. It can be true that Joe Biden deserves to be removed from as president of the United States for a variety of different reasons. Selling on America, treason, lying, mishandling of classified information, whatever. I'm not going to defend Joe Biden in any way, shape, or form. But the second thing can simultaneously be true, which is they are doing the same sort of maneuver that they tried to do against Donald Trump. And if we were disgusted with this fourth branch of government, what they did against Donald Trump, we also should be alarmed that they're going to keep on doing this to presidents that they do not like. Now, why are they doing this to Joe Biden? I think the answer is very simple. I don't think it's overly complicated. I think that they were worried that Joe Biden's popularity and electability going into 2024 puts the regime in jeopardy. They want to control the line of succession. It's that simple. They want to be able to call shots. The machine made Joe Biden, and therefore the machine can remove Joe Biden. Remember, it happened after Joe Biden finished fifth in the Iowa caucus, and he finished fourth in the New Hampshire primary. Out of nowhere, they reset the whole race in South Carolina. I remember I was in Florida watching, and out of nowhere, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg all endorsed Joe Biden in a matter of hours. They dropped out. Pete and Kamala dropped out in an obviously coordinated move. Joe Biden received the endorsement of Jim Clyburn. He won South Carolina. The nation locks down for COVID, and Joe Biden was coronated as the Democrat nominee. And they had to do this as a way to stop Bernie Sanders, who was a legitimate systemic threat from the left, someone who would have actually gone after the excesses and the plundering and the theft of the American ruling class. Joe Biden would always make a promise to protect the American ruling class. Now, Joe Biden was made by the machine, but now Joe Biden's sex appeal to the fourth branch of government has been waning. It has been diminishing. It has been evaporating. Joe Biden is no longer nearly as important to the long-term aims and ambitions of the administrative state of the Leviathan as it was in 2020. Let's go to cut six, MSNBC commenting on this, and then the Biden spokesperson, Ian Sams, responds, play cut six.
Can you give us a sense of how many classified documents we are now talking about total across all three locations?
Sure. It's a good question. And actually, the answer to it is a little bit complicated because of this point that I'm making about the integrity of an ongoing Justice Department investigation. The Justice Department is going to be looking at all sorts of questions like that throughout their investigation.
Now, let me be very clear. This is going to sound a little bit controversial. I'm actually glad the fourth branch of government did the maneuver they did to prevent Bernie Sanders from becoming the Democrat nominee. Bernie Sanders was a legitimate revolutionary. It would not end well. It would humble the elite, but I will take Joe Biden, who is corrupt and, yes, communistic and globalistic, but he's no Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders was a legit ideological Bolshevik. But it should worry us. It should concern us because I'm a little bit upset that some conservatives in media are saying, man, this is just wonderful. Joe Biden is finally getting investigated. And yeah, of course. I mean, I want to see Joe Biden in prison. I think he deserves that. I think he should be in prison with Hunter Biden and his brother. I think they've done decades of crimes in every possible arena of cover-ups and inside deals that make Frank Underwood look like a foreign missionary. But that's not really what's at play here. What's at play here is another repeated step of who's actually in charge. Look, the fourth branch of government operates to the beat of their own drum. Now you might say, well, Charlie, who are these people? It's a mixture of private and public interests. And in fact, I'm going to put out a theory. I believe that Barack Hussein Obama is involved in the green lighting of the persecution of Joe Biden. I believe that Barack Hussein Obama is aware, if not orchestrating, this deep state operation against Joe Biden. Think about it. Barack Obama was never thrilled with Joe Biden. He always looked at him as a means to the end. He's probably a little bit miffed, too, that Joe Biden is getting all these big pieces of spending bills passed. Obama is an arrogant narcissist. He wants to be remembered as the most progressive president of a lifetime. Obama is the one that wants to have the presidential libraries and the speaking engagements. One of the things that Obama was most proud of, hilariously, we can get this piece of tape, by the way, and it wasn't true, but one of the things he kept on repeating over and over and over and over again at the end of his presidency, Obama said that we left office without any scandals. When Donald Trump took over, Obama said it time and time again. Look at some tape here. And it was always really perplexing for those that said, okay, what about Benghazi and the IRS targeting scandal and gun running and Brian Terry and the open border and Iran and all that? I mean, it's such a ridiculous thing to say. But what Obama was actually saying was he was bragging that he was able to survive without being Nixoned, Kennedy'd, or maybe Biden'd. What he was saying is that he was able to survive all 8 years without that fourth branch of government to be able to remove him. There's also possibly a move afoot to replace Kamala Harris with Gavin Newsom as vice president. Nancy Pelosi very well could be behind this. But I really believe that Barack Hussein Obama is the conductor of this orchestra. Remember, Barack Obama used to say that a dream job would be me in the basement and I would be telling somebody in their ear how to act. And of course, that was done. People say, oh, he was just joking. It was done with some levity, was it? Barack Obama is so useful to the regime and he did everything the security state asked of him. Everything. And that's why he bragged after 8 years, I survived without a scandal. He didn't survive without a scandal. He survived without the Leviathan removing him. Now, what does Obama want? I think Obama wants to protect his legacy. I think Obama is petty. We know that. We know that Obama is petty. We know that Obama is narcissistic. We know that it's all about him. Is it possible that Obama's kind of over Joe Biden. Like, okay, Joe, thanks for getting rid of Trump. Now I'm going to show you who's in charge. Obama was the mentor to Biden in the sense of, I was president and I brought you along, Joe. I'm not going to let you be known as the more progressive president. 2022 is history, but have you thought about what you'll do in 2023? How will you make it better than last year? That's why I have a challenge for you. Resolve to become a better educated American. So go to charlie4hillsdale.com. That is charlie4hillsdale.com. You could discover the beauty of the Bible in the Genesis story, study the writings of C.S. Lewis, or explore the true meaning of America in Constitution 101. There are many more to choose from, including the Winston Churchill course, the Federalist Papers course, the Western Civilization course. Go to charlie4hillsdale.com. That is charlie4hillsdale.com, and pick one of more than 30 free Hillsdale courses. I hope you'll accept my challenge. Pick whichever you like and resolve to be more educated American in 2023. Go to charlie4hillsdale.com. That is charlie4hillsdale.com. Hillsdale College is America's greatest college. And you could discover the beauty of the Bible. C.S. Lewis, dive deep into the tradition that built the West. Victor Davis Hanson has a citizenship course. Larry Arn has a Constitution 101 course and an Aristotle course. So I encourage you to check it out. charlie4hillsdale.com. That is charlie4hillsdale.com. You must remember, Obama campaigned on going after the deep state, the fourth branch of government. Obama ran a quasi-populist campaign very successfully in 2008. Let's remember some of the promises that Obama ran on. Obama ran on closing Gitmo. Obama ran on getting rid of the Patriot Act. Obama ran on getting rid of the secret courts. Obama ran on allowing members of the citizenry to weigh in on bills. I think it was 3 days to weigh in on bills before it's ever passed. Obama in 2007 and 2008, that was really the beginning of my political career in the sense I lived in the suburbs of Chicago. Obama had messianic-like following in the local area. You could not go into a coffee shop. You could not go into a restaurant. You could not turn on a television without seeing Obama bumper stickers, T-shirts, people talking about it. The closest thing I've ever lived through in comparison to Obama was the Chicago Cubs and the 2016 World Series, where it is all-encompassing. It has this cascade over the city where no matter where you go, you're checking out at a grocery store, you are talking to family members, it's conversations would just end with, go Cubs. And as I got closer and closer and eventually won the 2016 World Series, I then knew Donald Trump must win the presidency a couple days later because the heavens have opened and the Cubs have won the World Series. But back in 08, when Obama was originally running, it was that same sort of thing. Every conversation was laced with a, so how would you like your latte, hope and change? Hope you guys enjoy your meal. Progress forward. Everything had components of the Obama language and lexicon. And part of the appeal of Barack Obama was, I'm going to end the wars. I'm going to go after that fourth branch of government. I'm going to make the security state of George W. Bush come to heel. He seemed so moderate. He seemed as if a populist, people-led revolutionary. He even made promises of using the power of the executive branch to go after the bankers in 2008. That he wasn't going to allow Goldman Sachs and Lehman Brothers and all of these people that have been, in his own words, plundering the American middle class to continue. And of course, Obama did none of that because Obama, very quickly when he became president, he was sobered. And Obama had a choice to make. Obama was approached by the fourth branch of government, the regulatory agencies, the FDIC, the SEC, the CIA, the FTC, the FBI, all the alphabet letter agencies, and they met with Barack Obama during the transition period, and Obama had a choice to make. Sure, you could be the revolutionary type candidate that you promised people to be, or You could keep on saying hope and change, progress and forward, make a couple changes in the healthcare industry, but you are not going to touch the FISA courts. You're not going to touch the black box budget of the CIA. You're not going to touch Operation COINTELPRO. You're not going to touch Operation Mockingbird equivalent. You are going to be the nice, smiling face of the Praetorian Guard. And slowly but surely, Obama started to backtrack on these promises. And his followers, some of the more astute ones, started to point it out. But he was just so appealing. He had a smile a mile wide. He was Barack Obama, after all. He went on Jimmy Fallon. He went on Jimmy Kimmel. At the time, he went on David Letterman. He went on Jay Leno. He was able to wine and dine with celebrities. He was able to do the Between Two Ferns. But then Obama was, he benefited from identity politics. As we started to talk about race more, Barack Obama became a massive beneficiary of that. No one actually cared if he protected the fourth branch of government or assailed the fourth branch of government. But put simply, Obama brokered a deal. Obama brokered a deal that I'm not going to touch your spying, your surveilling. I'm not going to touch your unconstitutional. I'm not going to touch the drone program where we are just obliterating entire families in the Middle East, done probably unconstitutionally and only escalated conflict overseas. No, I'm just going to smile, wave, pick March Madness selections, and be useful to all of you, because he wanted the power, the prestige, and he did not want to be known as the guy who won the historic 08 election and was removed in scandal, and therefore the fourth branch of government covered for him. He became a proxy of the deep state that soon targeted Donald Trump, and I believe is now involved in a crossfire operation, but it is not crossfire hurricane. Obama is likely the one that is greenlighting it or at least aware of it. I'm going to talk more about the significance of this as we get back, as we try to pinpoint who is behind this crossfire operation of Joe Biden. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold was the best investment class for 2022. Through all our record-breaking inflation, crashing stock market, the crypto scams, there is one asset that has held its own. Gold. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. Had you invested in the S&P 500 a year ago, you would be down more than 20%. If you invested in Bitcoin a year ago, you'd be down more than 65%. If you invested in the Dow a year ago, you'd be down almost 10%. Yes, gold has outperformed them all in 2022, and silver is not far behind. Yes, while the world was busy hailing other assets as the real hedge, gold and silver are the only assets that would have protected your wealth. So join the thousands of others by opening a gold IRA or silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments. Get in right now and you'll bag a free 1/4 of an ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000 or more. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. From the Washington Post, the White House and the Justice Department reportedly agreed to hide Joe Biden's classified document scandal from the American people until it leaked to the press, despite their repeated claims of transparency. So they bury, the Department of Justice pledged to hide this classified document scandal. But then something changed. What did change? We don't know. Now, remember, they found it on November 2nd, right before the midterms, but they intentionally held it close to the vest to allow the midterms play out. They didn't want to get in the way of Fetterman or Katie Hobbs or any of these grand scandals that occurred. One final question on this, and then we're going to have Mike Davis from the Article 3 Project, which is, why has Obama said nothing? Obama tweets quite often, so does Michelle Obama, about every little issue. They get COVID, they tweet. I have COVID and I am quarantining, but thankfully, even though I have COVID, I am vaccinated. They'll tweet out every little issue. But Obama's been radio silent on the Biden document handling issue. Why is the press not clamoring to go find Obama and ask his thoughts on this? Where is Obama exactly? Which one of his mansions is he chilling at? Is he in Hawaii? Is he in Martha's Vineyard? I find it very hard to believe that Obama would not be at the very least aware of this crossfire operation to go after Joe Biden. I want your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Joining us now is Mike Davis from the Article 3 Project. Mike, welcome back to the program. What is the latest on the document scandal and saga? Is it correct that the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Department of Justice, raided Biden's home this last weekend?
I wouldn't call it a raid. The Biden Justice Department is working very closely with the Biden White House and Biden's personal attorneys to carefully choreograph and orchestrate this search in Delaware. Remember, they found these documents more than 2 months ago. The only reason that we're even learning about this, it sounds like Biden turned these over to his political appointee at the National Archives, and then the Inspector General of the National Archives got wind of this and turned it over to the Justice Department. We may have never learned about this if the National Archives Inspector General didn't get wind of this, and they've covered this up for 2 months. And remember, during this time, they had these documents on November 2nd, as you said. Midterms are November 8th. They buried this. November 18th, Attorney General Merrick Garland should have immediately appointed a special counsel because he can't investigate his boss, President Trump. And so what happens 16 days after they find these documents on November 18th? Garland appoints a special counsel, but to go after Trump for the Mar-a-Lago documents that Trump was legally entitled to have under the Presidential Records Act. So this has been a complete cover-up. They've allowed Biden's attorneys to perform the first four searches of these documents. They keep finding these documents after Biden has assured the American people that they've done a complete search and there are no more documents. They keep finding more. And it wasn't until this fifth time that the FBI actually went in to look for these documents. They didn't just rely on the Biden lawyers, which is highly unusual, extraordinary, that the Biden Justice Department, Biden Justice Department is allowing Biden's lawyers to do this search of this crime scene, of these crime scenes. They're letting Joe Biden and maybe Hunter, who knows, taint these crime scenes by going to them. They should have appointed a special counsel immediately on November 2nd. They should have gotten search warrants and they should have searched these homes immediately to secure the crime scenes and get these documents. And this has been a complete cover-up by Attorney General Merrick Garland colluding with the Biden White House all along.
Is it your theory then that this was something that Joe Biden obviously did and now has gone out of control? Why is this? Do you think Joe Biden's being targeted by the fourth branch of government, or is it just that Joe Biden was so reckless this became too big to cover up?
Well, it's unclear. I think once the Inspector General from the National Archives got wind of this, they couldn't cover this up anymore. You have to wonder, why were Biden's personal attorneys, high-priced personal attorneys, closing down his Penn Biden office at 101 Constitution Avenue? You don't have attorneys go close down your office at $1,500 an hour or more. That's something that you would have a junior aide do. So why were these attorneys looking for documents in the first place in the Penn Biden Center? Was there a subpoena from the Delaware matter, maybe the tax evasion matter up in Delaware? What caused attorneys to go to do the search of these documents? So you have to ask that question. It just seems improbable that Biden sent his very expensive attorneys to go close down his Penn Biden office. And why is this dripping out? And why is there a different standard? Remember, Garland sent in an unnecessary, unprecedented, unlawful home raid on former President Trump and the office of the former president, where under the Presidential Records Act and under appropriations by Congress, President Trump is allowed to have his presidential records, classified or not. That's why he gets federally funded staff, yes, with security clearances, federally funded secure office space called SCIF, Secret Service Protection. Vice President Joe Biden, former vice presidents only get Secret Service Protection for up to 6 months after they leave office. There is a 2.5-year gap where former Vice President Biden did not have Secret Service protection until he was a presidential candidate again. They have to get to the bottom of this. Why isn't the FBI raiding the Rehoboth Beach home of President Biden? Why isn't the FBI doing interviews of Joe, Jill, Hunter, James Biden, and others who had access to these records? This is a cover-up.
Is it conceivable that the fourth branch of government, the administrative state, is covering up the extent and the severity of the crime, but that some of the, let's just say, more influential members of the fourth branch, it could be Christopher Wray, it could be former FBI Director James Comey, Peter Strzok, Smirk, Lisa Page, the private public actors that kind of traverse the government lines to big tech, which you cover, you know, really wonderfully. Is it possible that they now see an opportunity, that at first it was, okay, this is a mess with Biden, but now we see an opportunity to both remove Donald Trump from potentially being president and get Joe Biden out of office, that we can get rid of two people, one that we really think is a threat and one that we think is just so woefully unpopular and is basically gone past its expiration date?
Well, we've seen the FBI and the Justice Department influence the last two presidential elections. So yes, it's not inconceivable that they would do this. I have zero confidence in the leadership of the FBI. I think they're rotten to the core. I think they're corrupt. So I wouldn't put it past them at all. And that also applies to the broader intel community. And so I wouldn't put it past them at all. I mean, Joe Biden was their useful idiot, and he's no longer useful. So, you know, it's time to throw Uncle Joe overboard, or at least make it where he's not going to run for reelection.
Yeah, and that I suppose that's the question. So then how do you see this proceeding so that you now have two special counsels simultaneously investigating similar crimes of a former and a current president? I mean, it's obvious that somebody within our government, the administrative state, saw handling of classified documents as an opportunity, and they seized on it for both a current and former president.
Yeah, I mean, here's the difference between Trump and Biden. Presidents of the United States have the absolute constitutional power as commander in chief and the absolute statutory power under the Presidential Records Act to declassify and take personal copies of any of their presidential records, classified or not. Like, as we discussed, former presidents get congressionally funded staff, security clearance, secure office space, Secret Service protection for life. Former vice presidents like Biden do not get any of those protections. What President Trump did was absolutely legal. It's what former presidents have done in the past, and including Bush 43 and including Clinton, all of them. They're allowed to take their presidential records. Former vice presidents are not allowed to steal their president's classified presidential records, and that's exactly what Joe Biden has done here. And this is no accident. They have found five sets of classified stolen presidential records from the Obama White House and from the Senate. They found five sets in at least three different locations, right, including in his personal files at the Penn Biden Center at 101 Constitution Avenue Northwest, in his garage where President Biden is so dumb he came out and admitted to Ducey from Fox that he knew that those records were in his garage next to his Corvette, but they're safe because they're in his garage somehow. And then in his private study in his home. So it's very clear that Biden knew that he had these records. It's illegal to have these records. And the FBI and the Biden Justice Department have been protecting him for the last 2 months.
Mike Davis continues with us here. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. I want to get into your op-ed here. Biden's theft of classified documents is serious. DOJ is not taking it seriously. But Mike, let me ask you, theoretically, Obama could bail Joe Biden out a little bit here, or at least add some murkiness. Could Obama come out and say, hey, actually, I declassified these documents? Conceivably, he could say that, correct?
Absolutely, he could. Now, remember, these are President Obama's presidential records, classified presidential records that then Vice President Joe Biden stole and stuck in his office and garage and, you know, maybe exposed to his Chinese agents. Who knows what he did with these documents? The FBI needs to get to the bottom of this. I don't know if they will, because they seem to be covering for the Bidens. But yeah, absolutely. If President Obama came out and lied and said that he declassified these documents, and he told Joe Biden, then Vice President Joe Biden that he can have them. That would be absolutely legal.
Yeah, so that's an interesting question, right? So and based on your legal expertise, it wouldn't even require a document to show that. As if it could just say Barack Obama could have verbally told Joe Biden these are declassified. So this is the big story. Obama could totally bail out Joe Biden right now. Obama could come out and say, actually, I told them these were all declassified, therefore there's no scandal.
Obama could save Biden's behind here, absolutely. As the president of the United States, he's the commander-in-chief under the Constitution. The president has the absolute constitutional power to declassify anything he wants in any manner he wants. He doesn't have to get any bureaucrat's permission who works for him. He doesn't have to jump through any bureaucratic hoops. That's what I've been arguing since August with President Trump, that President Trump absolutely had the right to declassify records and take them to Mar-a-Lago, and he didn't have to go get any sign-off from anyone. So, yes, President Obama could come out and say, I declassified these records and told Joe Biden he can have them, and that would end the investigation immediately because there would be zero legal basis to go after Biden for having these records because, again, presidents cannot violate the espionage.
There you go. Finish your thought.
Presidents have the power to declassify, classify and declassify flows from the president's constitutional power as commander-in-chief. The Espionage Act applies to everyone else on the planet except for the president of the United States. And I've been consistently saying this since the Mar-a-Lago.
Yes, you have. That's right. But I think we have just touched on something that is a little bit, not breaking news, but a little bit of a new twist on this, that Barack Hussein Obama could right now do a press conference. Actually, all those documents were declassified. And there's no here. There's no there. And that would basically bail out Joe Biden. Now, we actually might be giving them a little bit of an escape hatch here. However, Mike, if that were the case, that means that there would be no investigation into Trump. So Obama bailing out Joe Biden would give a baseline legal theory that the investigation into Donald Trump is baseless, which we do believe it is.
Well, it's baseless because, look, we know that the Trump investigation is baseless. They've been investigating this since August. If they had a case, they would have indicted Trump. And they know they do not have a case. They know that as a matter of law, it is legally impossible for a president of the United States to violate the Espionage Act. They know this. All they have to do, all Merrick Garland has to do is walk down the hall to the Office of Legal Counsel at the Justice Department, OLC, and get an advisory opinion on this, get a legal opinion on whether you can indict a president of the United States for violating the Espionage Act. And the answer is clearly no. They know it. They're playing political games here. They're investigating Trump to give cover to Biden.
Yes.
This is what the FBI, this is what the politicized Justice Department, this is what the deep state does all along. They accuse conservatives of what they are doing themselves. It's the ultimate gaslighting. And that explains the Mar-a-Lago raid. This explains a lot that they're how long do they know about these classified records? And yet we have to get to the bottom of this. I think that James Comer on the House Oversight Committee is doing a good job of getting out there. And he needs to keep pushing hard on this. I don't know where Jim Jordan is. This is the House Judiciary Committee's jurisdiction. He seems to be AWOL. But James Comer is out there aggressively going after this. And that is a good thing.
Mike Davis, thank you so much. Obama could save Joe Biden with one tweet or one press conference, but he's choosing to remain silent. I wonder why. Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.